Okay, let's get into Tainus Daf Hey. Tainus Daf Hey. Today we'll talk about Kedushas Yerushalayim. Kedushas Yerushalayim. The Gemara here tells us one of these statements that we have here from Rav Nachman talking to Rav Yitzchak. That's the whole daf. Rav Nachman talking to Rav Yitzchak about Pshat Psukim. My dechsev bekir b'kadosh v'lo avo ba'ir. The Pasuk says in Hosea, in your midst is holiness, and I will not come into the city. Mishun de bekir b'cha kadosh la'ova bo'ir. What does that mean? Because this holiness, Hashem won't come to the city? Isn't that the opposite? If there is kedusha, Hashem should come to the city. Ela haki amar Rabbi Yochanan, but this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar kadosh baruch hu la'ova b'Yerushalayim shalmala, ad sha'ova l'Yerushalayim shalmata. Hashem will only go to Yerushalayim shalmala until he goes to Yerushalayim Shalmata. First, he will come into the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim Shalmata, and then he'll go to the Yerushalayim Shalmala. So there is such a spiritual city, says the Gemara, Mi Ika Yerushalayim Lamala. Is there such a thing? Is there a Yerushalayim Lamala? In, says the Gemara, yes, there is. Dechsiv, because the Yerushalayim says, Yerushalayim Habenuya, Ki'ir, Shechubra La Yachdav. A Yerushalayim, the rebuilt, that connects, that unifies things together. Rashi, Yerushalayim Shalmata. Tebnuya ki ir shechubrala shikayotzi b'chaverta v'dugmasa michladi Yerushalayim achriti. Where there's another Yerushalayim that connects it to v'heichan im lo lamala, and where would it be if it's not above? So that is one statement of Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So we can speak for many hours about the uniqueness of Yerushalayim, but we'll do what we can. Mention a couple of points. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim mentions that Yerushalayim is the middle of the world. The middle of the world, the belly button of the world. Kishem sha tibur azen nasun bem sahayish. Just like this tibur, this belly button, is in the middle of a person. Kach Eretz Yisrael tibur shalolam. So too Eretz Yisrael is the tibur of the world. Shenemra yoshvei al tibur haaretz. Pasuk in Yechezkel. Eretz Yisrael yoshevez bem seisha shalolam. V'Yerushalayim be'emsa Eretz Yisrael. U'beis ha-migdash be'emsa Yerushalayim. V'yahechal be'emsa beis ha-migdash. Again, it doesn't mean literally emsa. You know that from hechal. The hechal is not the emsa of the beis ha-migdash. It's more west, right? So what does it mean? Emsa means the engine. It means the power. It means the center, conceptually, if not geographically. So that's what it says here. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Heichal, V'ha'aron Be'emsa HaHeichal, Ve'eben HaShasiyah Lefnei HaHeichal, B'mena Hushtasa Olam. Shlomo Shayachacham Amar Al HaShorashin, Hayos B'mena L'chol HaOlam. Shlomo HaMelech realized the powers and the place where this is. This was the giving power to the whole world, giving nourishment to the whole world, and that was the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash in Breishas Rabbah in Parshas Chayesara says, Yerushalayim, Oro Shel Olam. Shenemar v'alchu goyim la'orech, where the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, the goyim, the nations will go to your light, and Yerushalayim is the light. U'mihu or shel Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the or of Yerushalayim, tachziv haya l'cha Hashem, la'or olam. Hashem will be for you to Yerushalayim, for the whole world, right? That this is the last, the final stop of Asherat Hashchina. The Mishnayos in the last paragraph of Zvachim talk about the six different stages of Hilchos Karbanos in history. The final stop was Makam HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and once that occurred, there was no more Heter Bamos ever again. The Sefer HaChinuch says, it is a place to be inspired at. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadihei, L'hachin ha'levavos la'avodosu yis'alev. Lo miyosorach la'sheves bein anashim la'vol b'tzel karasam. V'chulu tzivanu likvo amakom sheyatar v'nachki b'taklas anekius, to go there and be inspired. L'tarsha machshavas b'nei ish l'sakin l'vava me'labo. Let's talk a little bit about Yerushalayim. It is the center. It is the center of what? So number one, it's the center of spirituality. It is the center of ruchnius to the world. Right? The pasuk says ki mitzion teisei Torah. It's pretty clear from Yeshayahu in Perek Beis that who is going to say ki mitzion teitzei Torah? That will be all the other nations will be inspired to come to the city. And ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Right, the pasuk says, v'hay ba'achras hayamim, nachon yeh harabai beis Hashem barosh ha'arim, v'nisa migvaos, v'naharu elav kol ha'goyim. All the nations will flow to it, v'halchu amim rabim v'amru, and they will say, l'chu v'nale el ha'ar Hashem, el beis elokei Yaakov, v'yareinu midrachav, v'nelcha baruchosav. Kimitzion teitzei Torah, the Rosh Yerushalayim. Right, so from Tzion, it sounds like the other nations are going to be so inspired that they will want to come and recognize the godless of Yerushalayim. Where does that spiritual power come from? That Yerushalayim is the center, the spiritual power of the world. Kimitzion teitzei Torah. So, what's in Yerushalayim? As the Rambam said, And this is even learned from a halachic definition of the Rambam. Right, the Mishnah tells us in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the fourth parak, Daf Chavtes, Yontef Shor Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yes B'Shabbes, Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Ayu Token of Lobe Medina, they will blow shofar in the Mikdash and not in the Medina. As we know, the Gemara has a day that is Daraisa and ends up saying it is only Durabanan. It is Durabanan Gzera Shema Ya'avirenu Dalad Amos. Rashi there says, what does it mean, Mikdash and Medina? They would blow shofar in Mikdash and not in Medina. Rashi says, Medina means Lo B'Yerushalayim V'Lo B'Gvulin. Medina, Rashi, seems to be noting that there might be another Shita out there, but I'm rejecting that Shita. You can't blow shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim. Medina here means Yerushalayim and out. Mikdash means literally Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi Shita, and that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. But the Rambam, both here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and a couple of other places in Pirush Mishnayos, says that sometimes when the Mishnah uses the word Mikdash, it means all of Yerushalayim. And here too, you could blow shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Kvar bi'anu lecha kama pa'amim, ki Mikdash nikris Yerushalayim kula, u'medina shar Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, so why do Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi use such a ambiguous, misleading term? Right? Why is it called Mikdash? So explains Rav Salvechik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Be'ikvei Hatzon on page Kuv Zayin, explains Rav Salvechik that the root Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Mikdash. Right? Yerushalayim is an expanded, diluted form of Kedusha's Mikdash. And that's the source of its special status. Right, where do you see this? He says, because if you look in the Torah and in Tanakh, Lifnei Hashem, the phrase of Lifnei Hashem has three different interpretations. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim, by eating Maisras. V'achalta Hashem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Ma'asar Digancha. Kachem Kala Maisr Sheni, they can be eaten in the whole city, and it's called Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem is a reference to Harabayas. B'chatzot Rotz V'kol Shofar, Hari Lifnei Malach Hashem. Right, with trumpets and shofar, you blow in front of Hashem. But where do we blow chatzotzrots? We blow chatzotzrots on fast days, that is, on Harabayas. And finally, Lifnei Hashem, we have the phrase that means the actual Azara. Umatzinu kama pa'amim batar v'shachar as ben abakar Lifnei Hashem. That it's the animal is shechted in the Heichal, in the Azara. V'koy davka ba'azara. So how could Lifnei Hashem mean all three things? Right, it can mean Mikdash, it can mean Harabayis, it can mean Olam Yerushalayim. The answer is because they're all different levels of Kedushas Mikdash. The most intense Kedushas Mikdash is in the Azara. A little out is Harabayis. A little out is Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is an expanded Kedushas Mikdash. And that's why it's the spiritual center. That's why it's the spiritual center. The inyan lefnei Hashem kavanaso b'mikdash hu beis Hashem. V'gimel chalakeh b'himu kedushas ha-mikdash. V'ikar kedushas ha-mikdash hu bazara. Ulamata himena b'mayla. The next level down, yish mikzas kedushas ha-mikdash b'harabayis. Ulamata himenu b'lamala, yish pachos kedushas mikdash b'Yerushalayim. And that's the Mishnah in Kalim. In the first parak, Eser Kedusho same. There are Eser Kedushos, what Eretz Yisrael is Mekudash, Bikol Aratzos. What makes Eretz Yisrael more Mekudash? Because you could bring Omer and Bikurim and Shnei Alechem from Eretz Yisrael. Right? So ask the Achroni, ask Rav Salvechik. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael. It's only Bikurim and Shnei Alechem. What about Chumas and Maisras? No, but even Eretz Yisrael, in a certain very diluted sense, it's Kedushas Mikdash. The Mishnah there in the first parak of Kalim is listing the 10 levels of Kedushas Mikdash. Temple of Kedushas Mikdash. Yes, Eretz Yisrael has other aspects as well, but the 10 levels of Kedushas Mikdash is Eretz Yisrael as well. So this is what makes it the spiritual center. One might even go one step more intense, right? We said the Azara is the most intense, but really the Kodesh Kodashim is the most intense. But even the Kodesh Kodashim is the most intense. Where does the Kedusha flow from? That, of course, is the Hashras HaShechina. The Rambam himself says in Ilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, why do I say regarding Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha La'asi Lavo, that once Hashem rested His presence in Bayis Rishon, it's forever, and the Kedusha of Shar Eretz Yisrael, Lo Kitcha La'asi Lavo, right, the second Beis HaMikdash, Kibush Chazaka, famous discussion in the Rambam. But says the Rambam, why is Kedusha's Mikdash in Yerushalayim different? Lefi, Shekedusha's Mikdash in Yerushalayim, Mipnei HaShechina, V'Shechina, Eina, B'Tela. because that's based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu residing his presence there. Vahari Omer Vashimosi is Mikdashechem. The Omer Chachamim Afabisha Shomimin Bikdusha Sanhim Omdim. Even though they're desolate, it's Bikdusha. And that is the place of the Hashra as Hashchina, right? The Perkei Derbalazar writes in Perek Lamed Hey that when we daven in Yerushalayim, we're davening in front of Hashem. Mikan Rehishkim Yaakov Pachan Gadol. Yaakov Avinu wakes up in Parshas Vayetze. Vamar Beis Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'makom hazeh. Hashem's house. Shenemar Vayira Vayomar Manorah b'makom hazeh. Mikan Atalamed Shekala Mispalo b'makom hazeh b'Yerushalayim. Ki'ilu Hispalel Lefnei Kisei Hakavod. If you daven in Yerushalayim, it's as if you're davening in front of the Kisei Hakavod. Sheshar Hashamayim Shamhu. Right, it's made into a song. Should the gates of heaven are there in Yerushalayim? Upesach pasuach lishmoa tefillah, and the doors are open to listen to tefillah. Shene'emar sham zeh shar hashamayim, and this is shar hashamayim. Rav Moshe Feinstein even says in the Drash Moshe in Parshas Vayeschanan that there's an inyan just to be in Yerushalayim. There's no more specific mitzvos, but just to be in a makam ruchani, just to be there. After leka mitzvos atulias b'Yerushalayim levad ha-mitzvos debay choma, shekol adam kishyesh lo mechuyev lavo, nimsa she'etzem hadira eino mevi yasar mitzvos, rach bishvil ha-kedusha hi ha-mitzvah. The nira bazeh gam inyan gadol, she'am bedvarim agashmiyim tzorach le'shayach le'skadesh, imu ratzon Hashem yizbarach. V'lo yomar ha-adam she'rach b'inyanim ruchaniyim she'ayach kedusha v'gadlus. Yerushalayim itself, the physical Yerushalayim, is a place of Hashras Hashchinas. That's number one. So Yerushalayim is the spiritual center. Number two, Yerushalayim is also halachically the capital city. The capital city. The Gemara Megillah tells us the order of the brachos of the Amidah. Brachos of the Amidah. We have Yerushalayim Ircha and Asamach David. Why? Because the Gemara tells us that once we go into Yerushalayim, so then we could have Milchas Beis David. V'kivan sheninivs Yerushalayim ba-David. Shenemar achar Yeshu b'nei Yisrael v'kshuas Hashem alokeyem. There's David Malkam. V'kivan sheba-David bas tefila v'aviyosu malhar kachi. And that's where we have Shomea tefila. Okay, but it's even deeper than that. The Gemara Psachim and Daf Kuvdala tells us that we always have to finish off a bracha me'ein the psicha. So we have to sum it up right before the bracha of Hashem. We have to sum up the bracha. So in all the brachas of Amida, we have that. Rufeinu Hashem, we have Kikel Malach Rofe Ne'eman Rachman Ata, Bracha Hashem, Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. And Re'ev Anyenu, Ki Goel Chazak Ata, Bracha Hashem Goel Yisrael. Right, the Kabbis Shofar Gadol, Tzonei Zekabbis, Kabbisinu Yachad Mi'arba Kanfos Ha'aretz, by all of them. And what about by Yerushalayim Ircha? Build up Yerushalayim. And then, v'chisei David, meher l'socha tachin. Malchus beis David, kisei David, kisei David, that's the next bracha. Et semach David avdacha. Right, the Gemara Megillah says, it goes one to the other. Why, what is Malchus beis David? So there are those that switch the girsa of the last two lines of Yerushalayim. And they say, v'chisei David, uvenei osa, b'kar v'yinu olam. But that's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Right, so how is it that we finish off talking about David, and that's Mein Chasim of Yerushalayim? So the Bach in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, quotes Rabbi Shabti Sagi Nahor, right, who asked him this question. Sha'alni, Rabbi Shabti Sagi Nahor, Lamina Gashkana, Sha'omri Birchas Bani Yerushalayim, Uvaneosa Bakar, Vaino Binyan Alam, Vachisei David, Meher Losakatachin, Baruch Hashem Bani Yerushalayim, Ta'lo Havi Kaimalan Kishmuel. Don't we hold like Shmuel there in Psachim for Nusach Svaradi Shekasebo v'chisi David Kodem uvenei Nira Yosef Mesukan? Right, he quotes that Gersa, quotes that other minog. But says the Bach of Emes Yoredarko. No, I think it could stay, because talking about David is his own theme. That's true. That's the next bracha. But also talking about David is the Yerushalayim theme. Aval Emes Yoredarko Shabakashes v'chisi David Meheir L'socha Tachin Hu Me'ein Brachazu. Shemavakshim shibane Yerushalayim bekarov kedesha kisei David b'mehira b'toch Yerushalayim tachin. They're connected. Yerushalayim is not complete unless Malchus Beis David is there. Klomar she'ein she'ilatenu ki mitzor gavoa ki ein kisei Hashem shalem el kisei David al machone b'Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is not shalem until kisei David is there. And therefore, it's one theme. It's one theme. The Sfas Emes also writes that in Megillah and Daf Yud Ches, Umishim debinyan Yerushalayim v'David chada milsehi nakat sheba David. Right, once David comes, that is binyan Yerushalayim. There's an agadic gemara in Baba Kama, which I don't exactly know what it means, but it also reflects this theme. Ezeo Tan Rabbanan, says the gemara. Tzadi Zayin. Tan Rabbanan, Ezeo matbeya she Yerushalayim. What is the matbeya of Yerushalayim? Davru Shlomo mitzad echad V'Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Acher. David and Shlomo are literally to the other side of the coin of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. The Rambam, when he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas, we know, tells us that we have to mention certain themes in benching, unless we're not Yotzei. Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara says, you have to mention Malchus Beis David in Binyan Yerushalayim. So it might be, you have to mention this theme in the Bracha of the other theme. But the Rambam puts the themes together. The Rambam says in Hilchas Brachos, you know why you have to mention it? You know why you have to mention Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David in the Bracha of Yerushalayim? The Kol Mishalo Omer Malchus Beis David Bebracha Zulo Yatsi Dechovasa. Why? Mepnei Shehi Inyan Abracha. She'ein Nechama Gemura Ela Bechazaras Malchus Beis David. The Nechama of Yerushalayim is not complete until we have Malchus Beis David. So it's the same theme. It's not just you have to mention this theme in the Bracha of another theme. It's the same theme. Because there's no Nechama Gemura until Malchus Beis David comes back. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kiryas Melech Rav. Yerushalayim is the city of Melech Rav. So the Radak and the Mesudas David say that means David. Right? It's defined as Kiryas Melech Rav. It's defined by that. The Brisker Rav in Tehillim talks about this on that Pasuk. But he says, Melech Gadol, says the Radak, Kamo, Alko Rav Esov, Hu David. Moshamar Kiryas Chana David. Oh, Melech Rav, Melech HaMashiach. Okay, either one. But this is, so it's not only the spiritual capital, like we started off with, but it's also the capital city. Halachically, the capital city. Right? And both of these first two ideas is reflected in the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf and Gimel, which we've quoted in the past. The Gemara talks about how the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach was cut off. It was not a perfect square. The bottom right was cut off. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, and that was sticking into Yehuda. And therefore, there was no yesod on the east and on the south side of the Mizbeach, only on the north side, and it wrapped around a little bit on the east, and only on the west side, and that wrapped around a little bit in the south. But other than that, there was no yesod. Why not? So the Marsha there explains, Yehuda are the political leaders, and Binyamin are the spiritual leaders. They have to both be in the city. They can't overlap. They can't overlap. They can be next to each other, but they have to both be in the city. So this is number two. So it's the spiritual center, it's the capital city, but also one more element of Yerushalayim out of many, many. Somebody just sent me by email, he wrote a sefer on Yerushalayim. It's like 700 pages all about Yerushalayim. But the third aspect is the unifying factor, and that's back to our Gemara. Back to our Gemara, the Yerushalayim Shalmal, Yerushalayim Shalmata, Yersha Chubra Lo Yachtav. Right, that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Beis. So it's Mechaber, our Gemara says, Yerushalayim Shalmala and Shalmata. The Radak says, it's Mechaber Jews together. It's Mechaber Jews together. Yerushalayim HaBenuya says the Radak, Omrim B'nei HaGolos, Kishayisa B'nuya Yerushalayim V'ayisa Shechina B'tocha, Kama Haisa Muhulala, V'ana Timsa Ir Kamoa. Where can you find a city like it? Shechubrala, Adas Yisrael Yachtav, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Mira Ir, Kama Osa Ha'ir. Who could have a city like that city? Mechaberes Yisrael Zelazeh, says the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Torah Tamima in the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar on Pirkei Avos notes that one of the nisim that took place every day in the Mikdash was Velo Omar Adam Lechavero. Tzar li amakom shalem Yerushalayim. Nobody ever complained that it wasn't enough room. So the Baruch Sha'amar points out, it doesn't say that there was enough room. That's not like the other nace, that when they're omed in sufim, mushtachim, mervachim, then magically it moved. But here, nobody ever complained. No, Amar ben Adam l'chaveiro. That's a separate nace. Why didn't anybody complain? Because everybody felt like family. If you're all family, then and you're mature siblings and parents and children, you don't complain when you're close in close proximity. Because you're all family. So that was the godless of Yerushalayim. They all felt as one. They all felt like everyone together, are all connected to each other. So Yerushalayim is a city that connects Yerushalayim Shalmal and Yerushalayim Shalmat. It's a city that connects Jews together. The Meshech Chachma says it's a city that unifies Bein Adam LaMakom and Bein Adam LaChaveiro. Right? The Meshech Chachma says, what are based on the Medrash? The Medrash that says, why did Hashem call it Yerushalayim? Because Shem called it Shalem, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, and Avram called it Yireh, Hashem Yireh, after the Akedah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I going to do? Im kore ani oso yireh kishem shekar oso Avraham shem adam tzadik misraim. Vim kore ani oso shalem Avraham adam tzadik misraim. Elaharini kore oso Yerushalayim. Put it together, yireh shalem. Right? You put it together. And so Shalem is Benadam Machaveira. And that's what Shem was on the Teva, and that's what he symbolizes. Avram Avinu brought monotheism to the world. Benadam Lamakom. Yir'esh Shalem, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim together, and that is what is unified. That's why Tosfos and Tainus says on that Tezayin, that most often it's spelled Chaser Yud. There's no Yerushalayim, there's no Yud at the end, because it's about Yir'esh and Shalem. So Yerushalayim is the religious center. It's the capital city. It's the center of Achdus on so many levels. And we have to appreciate it as we read this Gemara of Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata.